Young lady, you are late for mass. What in God's name are you doing? Answer me. On the day of rest, you dare to ruin your purity. Put your skirt on at once. Let me tell you, we have certainly saved even the worst of sinners. But you can't even find the words. Never have I seen a girl such as you. Kneel, let me measure your skirt. Have you altered this? It's practically a belt. You know it is against protocol. You have been told time and time again, but you never learn. You must have been infected by the devil himself. In school, you were so dedicated, so pure. You pledged to be a faithful member of our sisterhood, faithful to the Lord. Yet here you sit, hitching your skirt up and exploring the devil between your legs. You indulge in the sins of your flesh, and on the day of rest, you disgust me, sister. You are a threat to our covenant. I should ask for you to be disowned, for you to become a woman of the streets. Or I exorcise this demon from you. We rid you of any want left in your heart, any desire that you are infected with. Shall I run and find Mother Superior? Or will you let me help you? Let me rid you of your earthly sins. I'm glad. I knew that there must be some part of you who still wishes to serve the Lord. We must remind your pretty little head that you're not here to be yourself. You are here to be a servant of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Disrobe. In his name, disrobe. Do not look at me like a fool. You heard me correctly. In order to purge you, I must show you what sin truly feels like. Let me hold you by your rosary beads. Pray. In his name, this Bible will purge the evil from this poor soul. Do not cover your breasts. He sees all. You are here to repent, not hide. You've made yourself impure. You've allowed Satan to corrupt you and use your body for his bidding, for his agenda, for his war against your Lord. Pinch your nipples. Feel the devil between your legs grow closer to hell, become hotter and hotter. Harder. You need this. Fine. If you refuse to follow my instructions, I will take matters into my own hands. This is what touch feels like a burning pain. This is sin, your face becoming flushed and your body growing hot. This is what sin feels like, an ever-growing burning. Does this feel good to you? Does pain feel as good as servitude? No. But you invited him. You let your guard down and you let your faith falter. Now here you stand, a whore for the devil. But I will banish this demon from your body. I will cleanse you. I will make you whole again. Stand. Bend over your bed. Look at your statue. look in his eyes and repent. Repent for being a common whore. Repent for the evil you have invited into our sisterhood. Repent for your desire. Ask the Lord for mercy. Keep saying it. Grant me mercy. I ask the Lord to grant this sinner, this whore, this desperate heretic, your mercy. Do you feel the devil leaving your body, sister? Do you feel the love of the Lord filling you up? Do you feel my fingers filling you and healing you? You belong to this order. You belong to the Lord. And you belong to me. Not to the evil forces at work. Not to your flesh. To me. So, feel my fingers healing you of sin, of evil. Your desire grows, but will be released soon enough. Keep looking in his eyes. Put your mouth around the statue. If you truly love your Lord, then kiss him. Lick him. Feel his head fill your mouth and ask for his forgiveness. I don't think he can hear you. Why don't you push your mouth down further? Gag for the Lord. Let his brilliance fill your body and heal you. Good sister, keep gagging. You are proving through your pain that you wish to repent. Feel him in your mouth and my holy touch inside of you, exorcising the evil from your body. Good. Now pass me the statue and kneel once more. Very good. Now lower yourself onto him. Let his holiness fill your whole. It may be sharp, but your blood is all part of your repentance. Yes, all the way. Feel his love fill you. You could be receiving the second coming as we speak. Thank him. Look up. Pray. As you ride his statue, pray for his forgiveness. Better than that, tell him what a dirty sinner you are. Every detail. Was this the first time you've touched yourself? No, it wasn't, was it? Was this the first time you fantasized? No, because you are sinful. Because you are dirty. Have you ever thought about any of your other sisters? Of course you have. What would I expect from the likes of you? Not only have you allowed the devil in, but desire of the same sex. Do you wish to confess anything more? Me. I do not think it wise for you to desire me, sister. If this is what you insist will rid the devil from your soul, then I must oblige. Open your Bible to Corinthians 6:18. Hand it to me. Now, sister, go under my skirt and take in my holiness. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Sin against my body, sister. Take in my holiness. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body, and glorify me with your tongue. Take in my holiness, sister. Feel the devil exit your body, and feel the holiness enter yours through my ass. Sin for me, sister. Sin for me. Do you feel his light entering your body? Then together we will say the Lord's Prayer, and I will release the desire left inside of your body. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Repeat after me and feel the heat of the devil build inside of you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Feel the Lord's light dispatching the darkness in your heart. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Feel your flesh burn for him. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And now let yourself release. Let all the pleasure leave your body and satisfy you forever. Amen. Are you sorry now, sister? I thought so. Now, come, eat something for dinner. I better see you in 5 minutes sharp.